Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from Pastor Jessica Roth.
It's just so good to be in the presence of God today. Hello, beautiful women. I cannot wait for the day that I get to see your face again. The problem is that it'll be covered by a mask. Grr. When you come back to church, we are going to have that requirement. It's just part of what they're asking of us. And so maybe we could just be like, hey, and then put our mask back on. I don't know. But I just can't wait to see your smiles. I can't wait to see the beautiful presence of God that you will carry and that you have been carrying in these hard times. And so I believe that God has a word for us today. And there's been just some things stirring on the inside of me for about a week and a half, and it's been, you know me, I'm passionate, I'm a fighter, my middle name should just be Fight, and I just never am one to not let go of the bone, you know, the dog that never lets go of the bone, and that is kind of who I am. And there's been so many things spiritually that I've been seeing in the natural. And so they'll say one thing to us in our society, and then a scripture will pop in my head, and it'll be the opposite of what they're telling me. So my spirit man has been in a heaviness and in a weight, and it's been in a place of discouragement. It's been in a place of travail in my prayer. It's been in a place of disappointment. Are any of you relating with some of this? I mean, we've been going for so long, and yet we are the body of Christ, and God tells us to gather. He tells us to greet your brother with a kiss. He tells us to lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. You see, there are things that God says and that our society and the enemy is putting out there and saying, don't. And so me as Mama Bear is like, no, this is evil. This is demonic. I want you to understand right now, girls, that this is an assignment from Satan, this COVID-19. This is a name that does not go above the name of Jesus. It does not. The name of Jesus has already had its victory over COVID-19. And we as women, we need to understand the atmosphere that we are pressing into. In the next phase, they're calling these phases. There has to be a fight that comes out of us. There has to be a new prayer that comes from us. There has to be a new place of submission to what the Holy Spirit is asking of us. We can no longer just shelter in, but we've got to shelter up, and we've got to look to our King, and we've got to ask him, what is it that you need from me in this next season of my life? And so my prayers are normally for everyone else. Like, I pray for every single one of you. When I get those prayer requests, and they are pages long, we pray for them. When we get the emails, we're praying for them. When I think about my children, I'm praying for them. When I think about my parents, I'm praying for them. My friends and my family, I pray for them. But this week, the Lord is like, would you pray for yourself? And I was like, that's weird. I don't really know what to say about myself. And he goes, I hear your heart, and you're discouraged and you're frustrated. And you know I'm God and you're in faith. But you are weary and there's a weight on you that I have come to lift. You need to start praying for yourself. And he gave me a list of things to pray over myself. And I said, well, what do you want to do on Thursday morning? He said, I want you to pray with the girls. I want you to go through a psalm, and I want you to pray through the psalm. And so today is going to be a prayer meeting. Today is going to be some time with you and I and God. And God is going to walk us through some things. And if you've been in a place of discouragement, a place of defeat, a place of just, I mean, I explained it to my friends this way the other day. I said, there's nothing to look forward to. It feels like everything keeps getting shut down or changed, and you just don't know what the future holds. I was reading reports about what they're doing with school this next, you know, in August, and it was just like ridiculous and crazy and bizarre. And you just start thinking about how this virus is controlling humanity. And yet God is the God of the heavens and the earth. And it's so easy to get our focus off of who he is and put our hearts on those things that do not matter, those things that have no power, those things that have no place. And all of a sudden, we give power over to the fear of it and the worry of it and the anxiety of it. And instead, God is going, hey, I'm right here, girlfriend. I'm right here, daughter. Come on. Come on, look to me. Look to me like I asked Peter to do when he walked out on that water. Look to me. And talk to me about you. Talk to me about your hearts. And so today I've been I'll read this psalm to you. This will help. This psalm exactly explains what I've been struggling with this week, and maybe you can relate. Because listen, I am no more anointed to live this thing out than you are. I am very human. I serve a massive God who I believe in and who has all of my heart and all of my life. And he is first in my life aside from anything else. But my heart was weary. In Psalm 73:26, it says, my flesh and my heart, they fail. But God is my strength of my heart and my portion forever. This verse explains exactly how I've been feeling this week when I found out that my hairdresser is no longer going to be here because they've lost their business and they have to rename it and they're doing it differently. When I found out some of the places that we love to eat as a family will never reopen again. When I found out that these businesses are struggling and they don't know if they're going to make it. And those are families. Those are people that have built things for their whole lifetime and just gone in a second. You see, I see the hurt and the anxiety. I get the phone calls of suicide. We hear the desperation of depression and mental illness. We hear the anguish of people not being able to bury their loved ones that have passed on. There are things that we are lacking in our society right now, and the only one that can answer all of these depleting places is Jesus. And yet, we find ourselves not able to gather, not able to praise his name together. When I hear the women worship God in one and in unison, there's something powerful that exudes from it. There's an anointing that flows from it. And I'm telling you, church, get ready to gather. Mark my words. The church will gather again. We will speak the name of Jesus louder for the whole world to hear because we will not be taken down. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. We are his hands and we are his feet. We are his vessels being used by him as ambassadors of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And for us to sit at home and to worry is not what God is asking of us. He's asking us to build ourselves up. Girls, this is training ground for you. I talked to a woman whose husband went in for surgery yesterday and she was not able to be with him and now will not be with him for weeks as he recovers. And her heart was broken, and I heard the Holy Spirit say this to me. You tell her she's trained for this her whole life and that she's got this. Because we are in training, church. We are the army of God. We are his ambassadors. And so if so, then I've got to pray this thing out. I've got to know what the word says, and I've got to live it out. I've got to carry it out. I cannot allow the world to control me, but I've got to be controlled under the power of the Holy Spirit, not by what the world says, but by what God says. So let's go. Go with me, and then we're going to pray Psalms 143. I'm going to go through the whole psalm. We're going to break it up in pieces, and then we're going to pray together, okay? Psalms 143, I'm going to use the voice. I loved this paraphrase of this because it was just a beautiful reflection. I'm sorry. Let me get some water. My voice is dry because I don't talk as much as I normally do, so it's drying out. Here we go. Eternal One, I come to you in prayer. First of all, it's such a humbling place to come. I come to you in prayer. Hear me out. I plead with you. Lend your ear to my request. This is David speaking to God. In your faithfulness and your justice, respond to my pleas. Be kind and slow to judge your faithful servant. Ooh, yes, amen to that one. Can I get an amen? For compared to you, God, capital Y means God, no one is truly just. No one, no politician, no human being on earth, no one is just except for God. My adversaries have pressed in. They have drawn closer. They have threatened my life. Doesn't that sound like COVID-19? He has crushed me. He has driven me underground. Boy, have we been told to shelter in. He has forced me to live in darkness. You can feel darkness everywhere you go. It's as if I have joined those who have died long time ago. That's why my spirit is growing faint inside of me. I have nothing left. This is David crying out to God. My heart is completely empty and desolate. He cares. My heart is completely, I think I've gone too far. Let me finish there. My heart is completely empty and desolate. You've heard how I've been feeling, and I'm wondering how you're feeling. You know, I never wanted to be my kids' teacher. That's why I sent them to school. I'm not good at it. And I love my house and I love my family, but I realized over these past few weeks, I need a break. Like, I need to go, like, with the girls, and I need to go and, like, go to a spa. What's that like? Will we ever get to experience that again? You see, there are things that were a part of our life that we enjoyed. And this was my prayer to God. God, you are all that matters. And he says, yes, but I still want you to have pleasure on this earth. I still put these things there for your joy. When my child is happy, I am happy. When you have pleasure, I have pleasure. I want you to live a blessed life here on earth, not one of discouragement, depletion, and hiding. And I said, okay then, Lord, what do you want to say to us then through these scriptures? And he says, I need you to know that I care for you, that I care for the girls, and all of them matters to me. Everything about them matters to me. Your soul, your body, and your mind. He loves you from the inside out. He created you and formed you. So you can come to God as David did. Say, I'm having a bad week. I'm having a bad day. But God, you care for me. You love me. You're my shadow in this hard time. You're my covering in this place. So today, this is what I want to pray. I want to pray for those of you that have had heavy hearts. Maybe depression has been knocking at you. Maybe your heart is heavy and you don't know why. And you're just like, you kind of wake up like, blah, another day. Well, I want to pray over that. I want to pray for your hearts because guess what? We're mourning. We are mourning. We're mourning our lives and what they were before. We're mourning what isn't. We're mourning. That's let's just pinpoint it. That's what it is. Let's talk about the mourning of those things, and let's pray over those things. And let's pray over the lack of the future and us feeling defeated. So I'm going to pray a prayer over us. These are things I've been praying for myself that I'm going to pray for you, okay? So let's bow our head and close our eyes. Lord, we come before you as your women. And God, the heavy-hearted women, come before you and we plead before our Maker. And God, we ask that you would lift the heaviness and the weight and the burden of the future of what we don't know. But God, we know you know, and we know you are God, who is God on the throne, and that you have our whole future planned, that this was not too much for you. But God, you know where we fall in this. You know what it is you need from us. So God, we ask that you would give us a peace that passes all understanding. Lord, we ask for a supernatural grace that we can wear in our everyday. Lord, we ask, God, that you would lift our hearts, Lord, in that spirit of depression, that spirit of heaviness. We right now, we command you to lift off the women right now as I speak. Just lift off them. You have no place in their life. Just say, in the name of Jesus, spirit of depression, go. In the name of Jesus, spirit of heaviness, go in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that we find rest. We find consistency. We find the ability to see the future with joy through you, Holy Spirit. And Lord, we thank you that we can come to you in all honesty, that we can come to you as who we are in our flesh, and God, that your spirit makes us strong. And Lord, we just submit our flesh to you right now. We ask that you would do a new thing in this season inside of us, that we don't walk out of this COVID-19 crisis, God, the old person we were. But Lord, we become a new daughter in Christ Jesus, stronger than we were before, bolder with our faith than we were before. God, more knowledgeable of your word than we were before we walked into this. That God, that you would be our priority, not things, not places, not people, not busyness, not all the things we long for, but God, that you would be what we long for in this, and you would satisfy our soul in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Number two, Psalms 143. Go with me. We're going to just move on down. 5-8. And it says, and yet I cannot forget the days of old, the days I've heard so much about. I fix my mind on all that you have done. Ooh, isn't God good to us? Can you just stop for a moment and think about all the good things God has done for you, even in the middle of the quarantine? You see, God is working on our behalf. Some of you got that job you never thought you could get, and there was favor that went before you. Some of you ended up getting a house that you just thought would never happen, and you didn't know if that was going to happen. Some of you found a spouse. Some of you had a child. Some of you, God healed you from a sickness. It's so easy to forget what God has done, and we, as daughters of the Most High God, we need to keep ourselves in a place of remembering all of his goodness and his blessings, because even in the midst of the storms, he is walking with us and holding our hand. I love that. So the days that I have heard so much about, I fix my mind on all you have done. I ponder the work of your hands, and I reach out my hand to you. I love that. All that I am aches and it yearns for you, capital Y, that means Jesus, God. Like a dry land thirsty for rain. Are we hungry for the presence of God? Are we hungry to have a word dropped into our spirit man today, girls? It says, I reach out my hand to you like the dry and the thirsty rain. Hurry and answer me, oh eternal one. I love David never forgot who he was talking to. The eternal one. For my spirit is weak and my courage, it's gone. Do not turn away. Let me see your face. Otherwise, I will die and be like all of those that have gone to the graves before me. Oh, Jesus. Verse 8 says, make me hear of your faithful love in the morning, for I will trust in you. Teach me how I should walk, for I offer my soul up to you. What a beautiful passage of scripture. You see, we need to remind ourselves, girls, number two, that he is our source and that we can ask him for help in time of need. I love that God wants us to remember who he is. And in this, David really humbled himself and put himself into a place of remembering and thankfulness. And this is who you are, but I need help. Today, do you need help from God? What is your need? What is your ache of your heart? What is your desire? Is your flesh, do you feel like your flesh is taking over and your spirit man feels weak? Well, today, flip the script on yourself. Die to your flesh and begin to build up your spirit, man. That's what we're doing by pressing in and reading what his word says. David felt very fleshly. Here's the king of all, and God had anointed him, and he had favor, but yet he still felt so broken. We're human, and God knew we would need him. He knew that he would be our helper. He knew that he was there. He's waiting. He's just sitting there waiting for us. He loves you so much. All we have to do is cry out and ask him for help. So we're going to pray right now, a prayer of help. I actually have a story quickly that I kind of want to share with you. It says, on a really rough airplane flight, a lady became very sick. Her shoulders dropped down and her head was slumped forward, and she was totally wiped out. The stewardess came by to help her, and she said, now come on, come on, come on, get up, straighten up, buckle up, control yourself. And she took her arm and like lifted her up. She handed her a stick of gum. She said, chew on this and I'll go get you some water. You can make it through this flight. With the help of the stewardess, the lady finished the trip in a far better condition than she began it in. It's the same with the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives, that he comes alongside of us to help us when we are in hopeless defeat. He admonishes us. He encourages us, girlfriends. I love that. He restores our hope, and our faith is in him and in our lives. The Holy Spirit is coming alongside of us to help us in these times. You will have good days and you will have bad days, but he will be there in every single one of them. Your helper, your lover, the Holy Spirit, your best friend. So we're going to pray right now. And we're going to ask the Holy Spirit for help. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit for help, and we're going to honor God first, because I love that David did that in these scriptures. He honored him for who he was, because he was reminding himself of who God was and what God has done and how God has moved first. And then it built David's faith up in doing that, and then he was able to ask for help. So let's do that. I want to pray for courage and strength. I want to pray for protection. I want to pray for a revival in our land, because I believe that God wants to pour his spirit out on us, and I'm waiting for that day. So let's pray. Dear Father God, we come before you, Lord, and we honor you with all of who we are. Lord, we submit ourselves to who you are, Holy Spirit. And God, you are the God of heaven, and you are the God of earth. You are the one who changes. You are the one who creates. You are the one who saves. You are the one who heals. You are the one who provides. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are our Jehovah Sikkenu. You are our provider, Jehovah Nisi, our strength. Lord, we love you today. And God, we remind our flesh that you are God. And so, God, we come before you as your servants, and we ask for help in time of need. Our souls long to be together, long to do ministry again, long to get back to work, long to see our society functioning and people healthy and fear to be wiped out and abolished. Lord, we ask, God, that you would fall upon our world, fall upon our nation, fall upon our cities, God. Lord, we ask for revival in the land. Lord, that you would be the answer and you would be the obvious answer to all of those who do not know your name. God, we ask that you would show yourself strong in this time. Lord, we ask for hope to arise in our hearts. And Lord, that we will be the beams of light that we need to be for all of those that are walking in darkness. Lord, we ask for strength and courage in the places, God, that we would normally want to be afraid of or shy away from or not know or be unsettled in. But God, we ask for strength and courage to step in and step forward. God, we ask for the anointing of God to fall upon us. That God, that you would give us a new boldness to say things we haven't said before, to stand for righteousness in ways that we have lacked in. Oh Lord, forgive us for allowing the ways of this world to become our everyday. And Lord, today we repent of our sin. And God, we ask that you would show up in our hearts again. You'd show up in our lives again. Lord, we ask that you would be our number one and that there be no other God before you in our lives. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would give us a courage and a boldness and a strength like we have never had before. Lord, we put our trust in you. Amen and amen. Third part of these scriptures, go with me to Psalms 143:9. And it says, rescue me from my enemies. Eternal One, for you are my shelter from them. Teach me how to do your will. Oh, I love that. For you are my God. Allow your good spirit to guide me on the level ground, to guide me along your path. For the sake of your name. Ooh, I love that. For the sake of your name. Not the sake of any other name that tries to put itself above you, but for the sake of your name and the good of your reputation. Preserve me, O Eternal One. God has never let you down. He has never failed you. He is not the one that put sickness on you. He is not the one that caused somebody to die. He is not the one that was to you. We blame him for all these things, and he's big enough to take it on. But God is not the one. He is the one that has a good reputation, that is there holding our hands up, that is there walking us through the hard places, that is there in the good times and the laughter. He's there in the joy and the presence of God. He's there with the birds that twitter and twinkle in their language to each other. He's there in the moonlight and the stars shining on us at night. He's there in the sunrises and the sunsets. This is our God, and he has a good reputation. And that same God, David is crying out to and says, preserve me, O Eternal One, in your righteousness. Save my life from burden and from misery. In your loyal, ooh, I love that. In your loyal, how many people have been disloyal to you? How many people have let you down? Well, I'm here to tell you God has not let you down. He will not let you down. He is with you. He loves you. He's holding you up. He's got your back. He's on your team, girlfriend. And it says, in your loyal love, silence my enemies for good. Woo, I feel that about what's being spoken over the church. Silence our enemies. Go before us, God. Destroy all those who take pleasure in my suffering, for I am your faithful servant. God never said we wouldn't suffer here on earth. He said we will be persecuted, and when we are, know that we're doing something good for God. Church, get ready. We cannot just keep being wimpy Christians. We've got to be sold out, on fire, in faith, ready to go when God calls us on assignment. That we lay down our needs and our desires and we say, what do you need, God? What is it you're asking me to change in my schedule? What is it you're prompting me to do? What does that look like, Pastor Jess? Sometimes you'll just get, maybe you should do that. Maybe you should change that. Maybe you should. And you're going, no, that was just me. But maybe it's not. Maybe it's the Holy Spirit saying, I need you to stand. I needed to change the way you do some things in life. This is a reset. This whole thing is a reset for the body of Christ. I believe that God wants us to do something supernatural. The Holy Spirit is going to keep us. That's the point number three. He will keep us. I love that. And he will guide us. When I had the prophetic word at that worship night, on that Wednesday night before all of this started, we literally had no idea what was coming. And I had this word from God, and I just could not stay silent in it. I just could not stay silent in it. I wish I had it with me right now so I could read it to you again and remind you of what God said. In fact, Julie, if you get my phone out, bring it up to me. I'm going to read it to you guys because I think it'll build your hearts up again. It's good to be reminded what God spoke to us as a church, that God loves us so much that he doesn't leave us hanging, but he keeps us and he guides us. So I'm going to go ahead and give me a second, beautiful girls. I know that you are just so wonderful. But the prophetic word that God had for us is, you're all going to be okay. Isn't that good? That's just the first line of that prophetic word. And then it says, my church will stand, my church will stand. I will provide. Come on, we need some provision right now. I will provide. And what the devil thought he was using to weaken the church, they will be the strongest in this. Come on, guys, we're a testimony of God's goodness. I will keep them. I will use them. And I and you, church, will see my glory. My church is being gathered when the world is being scattered. Do not forsake the assembling of brethren. This is why we got to get into our Zoom groups. That's why when the church doors open, you got to be here. There I will pour out my spirit. Ooh, come on, like the day of Pentecost. Take a breath and follow my lead. I'm in charge. This is what God says. And follow me, and I will come for my church. God, he's coming for us, church. He loves us, church. He's got our best interest at hand, church. He knows your every need, and this is what our prayer is going to be today in this section of scripture. Let me just get down to it. We ask for the mind of Christ. So many times we can have our own thoughts. We can think this is the right way of doing things, but we need to have the guiding and the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So we're going to ask for the mind of Christ in our everyday, okay? We want to be more like Jesus and less like ourselves. I want to be more like God and less of me. Ask for wisdom and direction. We're going to give a voice to those that we influence for the kingdom of God. No longer are we just going to be somebody in their world, but we are actually going to begin to be bold in our walk in Christ, in our everyday. We're going to give our hearts. We're going to ask God to give us a heart for our world, for our city, for our politicians, for the people that we need to have compassion and empathy with. Okay? So we're going to pray that prayer. So go ahead and pray with me. Go ahead and bow your head and close your eyes. And Lord, right now we ask God of the universe, God who created the oceans and stopped them from coming onto the land, the God who knew a zebra and knew it would have stripes and the giraffes with their tall heads and their dots. Lord, we come before you and we ask, God, for supernatural strength. And Lord, we ask for the mind of Christ as we move forward as your army of God's children. And Lord, we ask, God, that you would equip us, Lord, to be more like you. That, Lord, when our flesh wants to take over, Lord, that we would deny our flesh and step into the supernatural and become who it is you've created us to be. Lord, that we would be more like you every single day. That, Lord, when we read our scriptures, Lord, that they would stir up in our hearts and Holy Spirit, you begin to teach us new things. Lord, I ask right now that the power of the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues would fall upon people in their homes. And as they begin to pray, they will speak in new languages, God. That they would build up their inner man and strengthen themselves right now. That's not weird, girls. It's the Holy Spirit touching your life. It's the Holy Spirit moving through you. If you have your prayer language, begin to pray it. Hear yourself. Lord, we ask for a voice in this world. We ask God for influence. We ask God that you would use us to be a mouthpiece for your kingdom come and your will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would work through us, that you would see signs and miracles and wonders. That Lord, we ask that when we begin to pray for people, that sickness comes off of them. Lord, that their hearts become healed, that their marriages are restored. That Lord, what the enemy meant for bad, God, that you meant it for good. Lord, we thank you that God, you are our conqueror. You are our strength. That we can come to you in time of need and that you will guide us and direct us, fill us and equip us. And Lord, we take that on today and we step into your presence and we thank you for that in Jesus' mighty name. There's a quote that I love and it says, what God chooses, he cleanses. What God cleanses, he molds. What God molds, he fills. And what God fills, he uses. I believe God wants to use you, that God is asking you to step into some new places. Maybe you need to start journaling. Maybe you need to start writing and just letting the Holy Spirit begin to teach you, okay, what's next in life? What are you going to be when you come out of this season? What is it that I am going to need you to do? There's going to be new businesses coming on your hearts right now, and God's going to give you a plan for those. There's going to be new ministries that come out of the rock and things that God is doing, new ways of getting a hold of people so that they don't have to go to hell, but they can go to heaven. You see, church, we're on mission here on earth. This is a passing through. This is not always and forever. Let's not be afraid of death. Death has no hold on us. This is just a passing through, but we live on for eternity if we said yes to Jesus and asked him to come into our hearts and be the Lord and Savior of our lives. What a beautiful testimony of God's goodness.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.